Well, the kids are always a tough act to follow. I'm maybe not quite as cute as they are. Not quite. You don't have to shake your head no, I get it. Did you notice how much some of them looked like angels? Don't be fooled by that. They did great, though. It's no secret that I like kids a lot, and I really, really like babies a lot. And the angels were adorable. Let me tell you what my grandma used to say about her favorite age for kids. She was pretty fond of kids, too. But she said her favorite age was when they're small enough that you can put them down somewhere and they don't go anywhere. That's when she likes it. You can turn around, you can do something, and when you come back, they're in the same spot. That doesn't last too long, does it? Parents? No. Before you know it, they're taller than you are. And too much trouble. Kids do grow up. Babies do grow up. And if the only time that you are ever in church or thinking about Jesus is on Christmas, you don't see that with Jesus. You just see him as a baby all the time. Nice and safe. You can put him down where he is and he doesn't go anywhere. Right? Yeah, but that's not how it works. Babies grow up. Jesus grew up. And Jesus became a man, and he taught people about God, and he revealed God's kingdom in his life. He overpowered demons. He healed people. And he went to the cross, and he took on himself the punishment for our sins, the righteous judgment of God for our rebellion against him. Jesus took that on himself. And now, raised to life again, he sits at the right hand of the Father as King of the universe. You don't put him down and leave him there. He rules all things. And we answer to him. Babies grow up. Jesus grew up. We need to grow up too. Christmas isn't just a quaint little fairy tale. You get on the internet and people are happy to tell you, you know, the Bible doesn't really say how many wise men there actually were. Or they say, it wasn't really an inn, a commercial inn, it was a dwelling place. And I know all that. I get that. But while they're trying to correct the details, they're missing the point. The point goes beyond the manger. He's not just a little baby that you can sit here and leave him and he won't move. He is coming back. That time is coming. Jesus is Lord. So the question is he your Lord? There's nothing wrong with thinking about Christmas and celebrating his birth. But it goes beyond that. It goes out into our lives, who we are, and how we respond to our Creator and His Son, Jesus Christ. So don't just put Jesus down there and expect Him not to move. Recognize Him as your Lord and accept the free gift of eternal life in His name.